Worship this morning. You are, get on your feet.
Worship. Hold on here, folks. Listen. If you was here for Sunday school, you know what I taught on. Now, you just heard what this young lady just said. Who's here to worship this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, sweetie. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Yeah, bless the Lord.
He
Lord.
That can silence roaring waves. I know a name that can empty out a grave. I know a name. It's the only name that saves, and it's worthy of all praise. I call you Jesus. I call you healer, risen and reigning in power. Something comes out of the grave. Every time I call you Jesus, I call you Savior, worthy of glory forever. Something comes out of the grave. Every time I call your name,
well, I have a key with dominion over death, and he holds the keys in his holy nail-scarred hands.
He is the heel, that has crushed the serpent's head. Resurrected, great I am. I call you Jesus. I call you healer, risen and reigning in power. Something comes out of the grave. Every time I call you Jesus, I call you Savior, worthy of glory. Every time I call your name, chains break, dry bones wake. Every time I call your name, the gates of hell shake. Every time I call your name, chains break, dry.
Great. praise. Hallelujah.
church, you don't have to hold on to that chair. If you need prayer, come on up here. Come on up here. Let the Lord do what he's going to do. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy today.
How many names can I use to explain the love of my Jesus and the life that he gave? Oh, and so many times will I praise you today. I lift up.
One more time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We have all been in that place in our lives where we need a Savior. And if you don't know him, come up here.
Yeah.
It's sweet, sweet, sweet up here.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know him, he'll meet you right here. He loves you. He wants to be in your presence. It is so thick up here that it's just indescribable, unexplainable. The feeling that we feel when we worship him, and he inhabits our praise. He inhabits our worship. He wants us to worship Him. He wants us to love on Him. So as we sing this one more time, lift your hands and give Him the worship He deserves. Give Him the love that He deserves. He gave His life for you. He gave His life for me. And we are so grateful. We are so thankful. We needed a Savior, and He came for us. He saved our souls from a devil's hell, and we get to worship Him and live this life and then live eternity with Him. So there's nothing sweeter than that. There's nothing better than that. As good as this all feels, there's nothing, nothing that's going to compare to the day that we get to do this all day, every day. No worries, no stress, no heaviness in our hearts for things that are burdensome down here on this earth. But I promise you that if you'll make Him your Lord and your Savior, that you'll get to rejoice in heaven with Him always and never have a care, never have a worry. And to me, that's what heaven is, getting to worship our Savior in sweet peace and peace in our heart and in our mind that we never, ever could imagine. Start it over, guys, one more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
How many names can I use to explain the love of my Jesus and the life that He gave? Oh, and so many times will I praise You today. I lift up my life 'cause You're always the same. And my offering,
hallelujah,
to You I bring. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. You're the wonderful, Your Counselor, my friend. You're what I hold on to. I know that You brought me through all the days of loss to the cross You knew. And I need you.
Give him a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'd be ignorant to try to quench the Spirit. The Spirit's moving in the house. This is bigger than me. It's bigger than Sean. It's bigger than any preacher that stands up here. God is in the building. God showed up this morning. God wants to move in your life today. All those burdens that you're packing around, He's here. The Prince of Peace has walked through the door. He's come up front and He's asking you to come. Jesus wants you to come. If you're packing around something in your life, and I feel this, that you're packing it around. You keep packing it around, packing around. The heaviness and the weight of those things that's bringing you down. Jesus wants you to know that He is here. He comes to redeem. He comes to restore. He comes to give life and life more abundantly through Him. It's Him. It's not any preacher that stands up here. It's not any man who gives a word. It's not anything else but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's Jesus Christ and nothing else. I can't do those things that He can do in your life. He can take those burdens that's weighing you down and He can take it away. He can give you peace that passeth all understanding. He can give it to you if you want it. But you first must receive. You must first step out and acknowledge Him and run to Him, that Jesus Christ has never left you. He's never forsaken you. He's going with you all the way. He's drawing your heart this morning to come. Come and see that He is good. Come and see that Jesus can take those burdens that's so heavy in your heart right now. He can take it away. But it requires you to move. It requires you to step out in faith. It's faith, church. Nothing else but faith. It's believing with your whole heart that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. That's what the Word says. So if you come after Him, He's going to acknowledge you. He's going to come right into the middle of your mess. Right into the middle of it. So guess what? I've got a testimony. I wasn't so pleasant. I was evil. I was a drunkard. A man chasing after the flesh. Chasing after everything that the world told me that was good. But I had a burden in my heart. I couldn't fill it with women. I couldn't fill it with alcohol. I couldn't fill it with pleasure. I couldn't fill it with possession. I couldn't fill it with nothing else until I met Him. He can do the same thing for you this morning. You're trying to have a purpose. You're trying to seek pleasure. You're trying to be fulfilled in things that's not going to fill you. Because it's Him. That's what's missing in your life. It's Him. It's the creator of your conscience. It's the creator of your being and of your soul. He wants you to come back home. He wants you home. Come back to Him and know that He is good. Church, I'd be ignorant to say that I've got things figured out, because I don't, but He does. He's got it all figured out. From the beginning to the end, He knows all things. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. He knows that if you want Him, He's here. He's right here. He's never went anywhere. You've pushed Him to the side long enough. You've carried the burden long enough. You've carried depression long enough. You've carried anxiety long enough. Those things that's weighing you down, you've carried it long enough. The Bible says that today is a day of salvation. Today, everything can change for you. Everything in your life can change at this moment, this instant, in this church service. Not that what any man could do, but what Jesus could do in your heart and in your life. Because it's all about Him. It's laying your life down, picking up your cross and following after Him. Not worried about what everybody else is thinking. It's Him. So I'm going to give an invitation. If Dave will play a little bit of music. I'm not preaching nothing. I'm letting Him be Him. Let the Spirit do what it needs to do, because He's on you right now. He's in your heart right now. He's trying to ask you to come. He's wanting you to come. He's here, the Prince of Peace, the knower of all things. You can't hide anything from God, I hate to tell you. I tried it for a long time. I couldn't hide nothing from Him. I couldn't hide it from Him. Praise God. Please come. Please come. He'll take it all away. I promise He will. How do I know? Because He's done it in me. Praise God. Here's another. Praise God. To you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Any more, please come. He's a rewarder of those who seek after Him. This morning, are you seeking Him? Are you seeking something in your life? Are you seeking peace that passeth all understanding? It's Him. Thank you, Lord. Come and see that He is good. That He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. He's with you right here, right now. Jesus Christ is in the building. The King of all kings. The Prince of Peace. The one who knew that you was going to mess up. He knew that we was going to fail. But guess what? He went to the cross of Calvary anyway. So you could have life and have it more abundantly through Him. I can't save you. Nobody else can save you, but He can. He can give you all the desires of your heart, but you first must die to you. Get out of the way of yourself. You're your worst enemy. How do I know? Because I was. I chased after everything to try to please myself, to do things that made me happy. But I could never find true peace until I truly found Him. And He met me right in the middle of my mess. He met me right where I was at. And this morning He'll meet you right where you're at. You don't have to have it figured out. That's where we go into this all wrong. We say, well, Lord, if I get better, if I figure this thing out, I'll come to You. I'll acknowledge You. That ain't the way He wants it. He wants you broken. He wants you broken that He can put the pieces back together. Not in your time, but His time. That He can mold you and shape you and deliver you back to where He wants you to be. But the question is, are you going to move? Are you going to move on His behalf? Jesus Christ, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, is here asking you to come. The Prince of Peace is wanting you to come. Do you need to pray this morning? Do you need to pray? God's doing a wonderful thing up here. Thank you, Lord. Do you need something this morning? Is there a big void up in your heart like you can never be happy? Like you can never find true peace in your soul? I'll tell you what it is. It's Him. He's missing. He's missing out of your life. He's missing. He's missing in your heart. He wants more from you. He wants more in you. He wants to be a part. He wants to have relationship. It's not about religion. It's about relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Maori Church of God can't save you, but He can because He's here. It's Him. It's not me. It's Him. Nobody else can do it but Him. It's all about Jesus. It's all about surrendering your life to Him. Laying it down at the foot of the cross and knowing that He is who He says He is. That He'll meet you in the middle of your mess. So will you come? I know there's more. I know there's more. There's more. Come find victory. Come find freedom in Jesus Christ. In nothing else but Him. It's freedom in Jesus. You can search the world over and never find true happiness until you surrender your life. He loves a life surrendered. He loves a heart that's consecrated on Him. That He is Lord. He is Lord and I am not. He is Lord. Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of our souls, is in the building. The one who can take the burdens from you. He's here. But will you receive? There's more. There's more that need to receive. Stop fighting it. Don't fight it no more. None of us have life figured out. I don't, but I know He does. I know He said He'd go with me. Even to the ends of the earth, He's with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He'll go with me all the way, and He'll do the same for you. I'm nobody special, but I serve a special God who can redeem the hearts of man, who can set you free, who those who are being captive, those who are being held by the chains of life. He can break the chains if you let Him break it. But you have to acknowledge Him and trust Him and believe who He says He is. Your reward is Him. Your prize is glory. It's Jesus Christ and nothing else. What are you going to do with what Christ is doing? He's moving in your heart. He's still moving in this house to redeem souls, to bring souls back to Him. Those who are forgot about, you feel like you've been forgot about in life, you feel like nobody acknowledges you. But the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords has come into the building to see you today. That He acknowledges you in your mess. He acknowledges you in your sin. He acknowledges you right where you are. And He can change everything in an instant if you call upon His name. That it's at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. Every tongue will confess and every knee will bow at the name of Jesus. We will bow in His presence. Will you bow and acknowledge Him today? That He is Lord and you are not. That's the greatest and the hardest thing as human beings for us to do, is die to this. Die to the flesh and the pleasures thereof. It's hard to die to you because guess what? All your life you've been taught. You make you happy. You do what pleases you. You do what this for you. You do this for you. But guess what? It's all about Him. Until you receive Him into your heart, you're never going to find true peace. You're never going to be fulfilled in peace or in love or in joy and all those things that He wants to give us, the fruits of the Spirit in our life. You're not going to have those things until you acknowledge Him. Church, He's worthy. We should be standing on our hands and knees right now shouting for the souls that have come and acknowledged Him. That Jesus is worthy of all praise and all glory. That it's Him. That angels rejoice at one sinner who comes home. Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you acknowledge what He's done? That Jesus wants to redeem your souls. Restore what's broken. Restore marriages that's failing. Lives that are broken. Trying to find peace in so many things that the world tells you you should pursue. But you're never going to find that true peace until you find the one whom peace speaks of. That at the name of Jesus Christ, He is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, and you are not. Die to you. Come and see that Jesus is good. And He restores. He brings hope back into your marriages. He brings peace into a house that don't have no peace. Because He is the King of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the ruler of all things. Will you acknowledge Him this morning? I know y'all probably feel like I'm screaming at you, and I probably am. I get a little excited because I know what He's done for me. I know where He's brought me from. I know the hell He brought me out of. I know the slop that He picked me up out of. He wasn't worried about where I was, what I've done, how bad I've done it. Guess what? He picked me up. He grabbed me by my hand and He led me to the cross. And He knew that at the cross, everything changes, because at the cross, you have to bow down to His lordship. He's either Lord or He ain't. There's no in between. There's no in between with the gospel. It's either He's Lord or He ain't. You're either saved or you're not. You're either redeemed or you're not. Not till you figure it out. Tomorrow, I listen. We don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. Nobody does. But you better know who holds that tomorrow. You better know that if tomorrow's your last day, when you stand in front of Him, it's enter in, good and faithful servant. Not depart from me, you workers of iniquity. It's heaven or hell. It's a choice. Heaven was made for us. Hell was not made for us. Hell was made for Satan and his demons when they was cast out of heaven. Heaven was created for us. It's a choice that we make. Adam and Eve made a choice in the beginning to be like God. I want to be like God. It's still evident today. We still want to be Lord of our own lives. We still want to be God. When all God wants you to do is surrender your heart to Him. It's really hard to do. I understand that. But man, the reward, the peace, the joy, the love you feel when you don't feel no love from nobody else, He can give it to you. He's the Redeemer of our souls. Come up here and see that He's good. Quit fighting it. How do I know you're fighting it? You ain't left yet. You ain't left yet. You ain't went nowhere yet. You're still looking. Still wondering. What's those people doing up there? I tell you what they're doing up there. They're worshiping a God who saved their souls. They're worshiping Him in spirit and truth. They're dying to them. They don't care what you think about nobody up here. What they care about is what He thinks of us. That should be our mindset. What does God think? Is God okay with my worship? Is God okay with my heart? Is my life surrendered to Him? Have I truly surrendered my heart to Jesus? Because if you haven't, there's one reality that nobody likes to hear. That if you haven't surrendered to the name of Jesus Christ, guess what? If tomorrow's your last day on this planet, you will meet Him face to face. And He will say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Is that reality? It's harsh reality, but it's truth. It is a truth. Don't make that your life. Make a life that is surrendered. Saying, Lord, I don't have this figured out, man, and I don't have it figured out. But I know He does. That if I surrender myself, if I surrender my souls to Him, He'll take me, He'll lead me, He'll guide me into all paths of righteousness. For His name's sake, He'll lead if we get out of the way. He'll do things in your life that you're like, man, I can't believe. Where'd that come from? I'll tell you where it come from. It's from your obedience to Him. You'll see the rewards of obedience. I promise you will. You'll see the fruits in your life. You'll have peace when everybody else don't have peace. You'll have joy when nobody else has got joy. You'll feel love and compassion for people that you probably shouldn't love and have compassion for. Because that's the Spirit of God inside of you. He changes a man. He changes your heart. So why are you holding on to it? If you're looking and searching and trying to figure this thing out, why are you holding on to the things that bring you down? Why are you holding on to the things that bring you down? Why do you hold so tightly to those things that want to destroy you? Because your heart, as Ted taught this morning, is corruptible above all things. You got to let it go. Somebody's hurt you, you got to let it go. Somebody's tried to destroy you or your name, you got to let it go. You want true peace, you got to let it go. You got to let all those things go that's in your life that's trying to bring you down. Because that's what the enemy wants to do. The enemy wants you in your thoughts. He wants things about you. He wants you to look in the mirror and say, it's about me. Instead of, what can I do for you, Lord, today? Because when it's all about us, we're never going to succeed. When we're in our own self, we're never going to succeed until we surrender to Him. You'll never find true peace. You'll never find true love until you give it to Him. One last time. Can we all stand as we're wrapping up? Can we all stand? here. You don't understand what that was. That was a tongue and an interpretation of the Spirit. Someone else to move. Please move. God is calling you. He's calling you to move. Why do you stand so whole and strong, hold so tightly to those things that's destroying you? Why do you hold on to those things? God wants to give you peace. He wants to give you joy. He wants to give you understanding. He wants to give you love. When nobody else loves you, He loves you. How do I know He loves you? Because He went to the cross. That God in flesh came to this earth, took on Calvary's cross for you. He bore your cross. He picked up your cross and He carried it to Golgotha. He carried my cross, the sin that was mine. He picked it up and He took it up Calvary's hill to redeem all mankind. There's a time in your life where you've got to choose. You're at that pivotal crossroad. And I know many of you know about the story of Simon of Cyrene, who met Jesus as he's carrying the cross. He met Jesus and he was on a pivotal point in his life. He was at the crossroad. He had traveled a long ways to be in Jerusalem to worship. But he met Jesus at a pivotal moment, at a crossroad. And he had to choose whether he was going to pick up the cross and help Jesus carry it to Golgotha or he was going to walk away. That's your point in your life right now. Are you going to pick up your cross and come after Him? The choice is yours and yours alone. Nobody can carry your cross but you and Him. It's Jesus. Will you step out in faith? Step out in faith. We'll pray with you. We're not going to beat you up. We're not going to condemn you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to love on you. And if you're new here, welcome to Maori Church of God. You're always welcome here. But if you need Him, He's here.